middle school, how I survived bullies, broccoli, and Snake Hill. Written by James Patterson and Chris Tevitz. Read by Brian Kennedy. Includes a bonus PDF of illustrations by Laura Park.
Chapter 1. A slam bam ending? Do you ever hear the first line of an audiobook and just stop listening? I sure do. I hope you didn't do that to my story. Guess I'll never know. Anyway, hi, I'm Rafe Kachadorian, and if you already know me, then you know I do things a little differently than most people. I like to break the rules. No, I love to break rules. Especially dumb ones, like no talking in the hallways at my school, and only being allowed to use the bathroom 2 times a day, no matter what. So I don't know if this has been done before in the history of audiobooks, but I'm going to tell you some of the ways this story might end. And I'm going to do it right here at the beginning of the audiobook. I went to summer camp / summer school this year. But before the full 8 weeks were up, things went kind of cuckoo crazy. Okay, a lot cuckoo crazy. And I ended up packing my bags early. Actually, some camp counselors packed them for me. My unexpected departure might have had something to do with an emergency situation. Like, I get medevaced out of the camp in a very cool helicopter, taken to a big hospital where, hopefully, my life will be saved by a team of dedicated surgeons. Half the camp below is chanting, "Save Rafe!" And the other half is chanting, "Don't bother." Or maybe what happened was more like, Jules and Grandma Dottie have come to pick me up and bring me home. Angry steams coming from Jules's head, from Dottie's head, and from their ancient van, which is gasping out its last breath. I'm standing there with my luggage, just outside the gates of Camp Wanamora, with a return to sender label on my forehead. It also could have gone something like this. Me and my cabin mates are taken away in 2 police cruisers. Standers by are yelling, "Be careful with these freaky deaky campers! They've done some terrible things! Unspeakable things! With poison ivy! And honey!" Or possibly it had something to do with that training bra flying proudly from the camp flagpole. I can tell you for sure that it had something to do with the camp-wide barf fest. Sick campers everywhere, and only so many toilets. Somewhere in all of that, there's an ending to this crazy story. There's some middle in there, too. But that's as much as I'm going to tell you for now. If you want all the gory details, you're going to have to listen on, at your own risk. I'll tell you this much. This is a tale of bullies and broccoli, of shocking bravery and even more shocking cowardliness, or however you say that, of gallons of puke, of friends and fiends, and of being totally, hopelessly lost on a place called Snake Hill. I promise, you won't be bored. Maybe you listen to Middle School, The Worst Years of My Life. Well, this was the worst summer of my life. But it was also, weirdly, the best. Chapter 2. Welcome to Camp Wanamora. Now that we've gotten the ending out of the way, I guess we can start the story. You know those regular type camps where kids with spiffy haircuts spend the summer running around in the fresh air and roasting marshmallows to an even brown and swimming in the lake all day long? Maybe you've even been to one of those places. Well, hold that thought. Here's another question. Have you ever read or listen to that book,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?